Welcome back to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth. I'm Jan, and as always, I'm joined by Dr. Clifford Udelman from OptiSmile. Now, today we're tackling something almost every patient gets confused about at some point. The difference between a general dentist and all these specialists that you might get referred to. You get a periodontist and endodontist and all those things. I won't even try and say all those names because it can feel like alphabet soup. So today Dr. Udelman is going to walk us through all that and who does what when you actually need a specialist versus when your general dentist has you covered, and why getting this right can save you both money and also unnecessary treatment down the line. Dr. Udelman, welcome back.
Hi, Ian. Great to be back. Thank you very much. And I've been really looking forward to this episode today. I'm a big believer in specializing in different things, and we use a lot of specialists in our everyday work where we refer certain things to certain doctors. And I don't want to jump the gun. I'll wait for the questions, but I think today will help a lot of people.
I want to start at the very beginning. What is the difference between a general dentist and a specialist?
A general dentist is trained to diagnose, prevent, and manage the majority of dental conditions across all age groups. So that would be your exams and x-rays, your fillings, your crowns, basic extractions, preventive care like cleanings and teaching you how to brush your teeth. And these days, a lot of general dentists have done extra training and they can even do aligner orthodontics. But a dental specialist, on the other hand, has completed several additional years of formal postgraduate training. So they go back to university for another 3, 4, 5 years, depending on the specialty. And they specialize in things like orthodontics, straightening teeth, periodontics, which is everything around, like a perio means like a perimeter around. So periodontics is your gums and your bone. And a lot of periodontists also do implants. Endo meaning inside, endodontics. Their scope is narrower but deeper. So, you know, if I read a few different dental journals every month or watch podcasts, it's usually in the fields that I do every day. But an endodontist will be watching or attending endodontic conferences and reading endodontic journals and subscribing to endodontic, you know, continue education, which means all they focus on is root canals. They'll do the root canal. We're going to get into that shortly, I'm sure. But so they go a lot deeper than a general dentist on any particular subject. And, you know, evidence-based healthcare, which is what we talk about on this podcast, works best when a general dentist manages most of the care, but also when specialists get involved, when there's extra complexity or risk or something might be unpredictable unless there's an advanced dentist involved. It's not that one is better or whatever than the other. It's just that they're complementary. And, you know, understanding the distinction helps patients avoid both under-treatment, which can sometimes be worse than the wrong treatment, just, you know, neglecting some treatment that needs to be done or not treating it properly. And then also helps patients to avoid unnecessary escalation. So like being sent to a specialist when maybe you don't need, maybe you just need a more advanced general dentist.
Okay, and when should I see an endodontist instead of my regular dentist for a root canal?
An endodontist specializes in diseases of the dental pulp. That's the soft part of the tooth inside your tooth and the root canal system. And while many general dentists can competently perform root canals, there are a number of cases that would benefit from being referred to an endodontist. So we'll come back to that in a second. But these types of things are if you've got complex root anatomy or calcified canals. In other words, if your roots make a U-turn halfway down, they're not perfectly straight, which they always have a little bit of a curve, but certain roots are very complex. If you're an older person and you've got calcification in your canals, if you've had a root canal before and the root canal's now got an infection, that's a pet peeve of mine. A lot of dentists will say, oh, your root canal didn't work. We need to pull your tooth out and do an implant. And that's nonsense, because most of those root canals that supposedly didn't work were probably not done properly in the first place. So you get a failed root canal, and those can be retreated. And an advanced dentist with a microscope and a CBCT, a 3D x-ray machine that has done extra training, even if they're not a specialist, can do retreats. In my practice, I have two of those advanced general dentists. They're not endodontists. They do other things in addition to root canals. But for the average general dentist, they should be sending you to one of those types of dentists, or in a case like that, to an endodontist, a root canal specialist. And then teeth with persistent infection, when your dentist has tried to start a root canal and you still got swelling or pain. And then also sometimes we send people to the endodontist when patients are complaining of pain and we can't find which tooth it is, or it's just there's nothing visible. And every so often, you know, you just got to get a second or a third opinion until someone with more training than you figures it out. And, you know, there's numerous studies that show much higher success rates, especially in complex cases when a root canal specialist or endodontist does the treatment. And that's mainly due to all the advanced training, everything we just spoke about, especially also magnification. They would always use a microscope. At OptiSmile, we have 3 microscopes. We couldn't practice without them. In the very least, the dentist needs loupes, which is those magnifying binoculars that he wears on his glasses, and a headlamp that's very bright, and preferably even high magnification loupes if you don't have a microscope. And then they have all extra technology. Some of them use a laser inside for persistent infections. There's all kinds of machines that we just recently purchased 2 more of these root canal treatment machines that electronically tell the dentist when he's getting near the end of the root, so he knows where to stop. Where something that maybe even an x-ray won't show, you know, you're busy working and it goes beep, 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 and then it tells you that you're at the end. You know, there's all kinds of advanced technology that a general dentist may not have. And, you know, if a general dentist refers you to a specialist, that's not a failure. That means that general dentist cares about you and he wants you to save your tooth, even though he doesn't get any kind of kickback or commission. You know, if somebody wants you to see another specialist, it's not ethical or legal for that dentist to get, you know, a 20% kickback or whatever it is from the specialist. They just do it to you as a favor to you. And you do build up good relationships with your specialists, and maybe you get a box of chocolates or a small gift at Christmas just as a token of appreciation. But it's very frowned upon to, you know, in America it was different. You know, if you send a lot of, you know, orthodontic cases to the orthodontist, he might invite you heli skiing with him or something like that. But that's frowned upon, you know, these kind of not direct payments, but overly, you know, treating you with gifts or things like that. So the main thing is, you know, long-term success. Oh, you can tell I love this subject. This isn't going to be a half hour one. I think we're going to go for a full hour today. This is very important. This one's for the book.
Yes. Okay. But yeah. I also want to ask you if, you know, if we talk about a periodontist, what do they do besides treat gum disease?
So, yeah, periodontists specialize in the supporting structures of the teeth, which includes gums and bone. And while gum disease is a core focus, their scope extends further. You know, in a practice like ours, where you've got mainly people like with a middle or higher income and a good education, they tend to not be smokers. If they've got diabetes, their diabetes is generally well controlled, and they do get cleanings every 6 months, or maybe they haven't been for a year or two, but it's not like we'll often get someone who hasn't been to the dentist for 10 years or their gums are very pussy or bleeding. And we don't see a lot of severe gum disease at the practice, but we do refer a lot of patients to a periodontist, funnily enough, and that's not for bleeding gums and bone loss, although we do refer those for certain procedures as well. But they also manage gum recession, something called crown lengthening we've spoken about. If someone needs bone removed around a tooth and make their gum lower so that there's more space to put on a crown. They're very, very good at implant placement, especially specialized techniques, something called partial extraction therapy or PET, where if it's a front tooth, they, instead of pulling your tooth out, if a tooth is fractured or needs to come out, they actually carefully remove the bulk of the tooth and the root, but they leave the front part of the root in place so that your bone and your gum doesn't recede. And then they place an implant using a special guide and some bone grafting material behind it. And then they can often even put a temporary crown on. You leave your treatment with your same tooth that you came in with, where they make your own tooth into a crown, and very specialized, amazing. I can't handle blood. I don't do any surgery at all. So I've been referring to different specialists for years. And in our practice, we do implants and we do things like that. But for those types of very special implant treatments, we refer to a periodontist, sometimes an oral surgeon, but the periodontists are really great for that. We love our periodontists that we refer to, and they basically do the foundation. You know, they protect the foundation. Without stable foundation, everything else fails. So if someone needs a lot of crowns and bridges and implants and that, they often will start off at the periodontist, and they come back nice and healthy and everything is all firm and there's no recession. And then you can put something on those teeth.
Okay, and why would I need a prosthodontist for crowns or, let's say, implants?
So, yeah, at OptiSmile, I have a prosthodontist I'm giving away some secrets. I'll be 66 in August, and sure. Dr. Stain is older, let's say older than 70. The reason why I'm saying older than 70, I think he just turned 70 or 71, but he mountain bikes and he flies aeroplanes. He's a very fit old guy. I hope he doesn't hear this podcast. He's a young man. Maybe we've got to cut that out, or maybe just leave it in. But when I qualified at WITS in 83, he had already qualified several years before in Pretoria, and then he went on to Boston, and he qualified as a prosthodontist in Boston in 1983. And that's when implants were just getting started. And he's a very good surgeon. He places his own implants and he restores them. So we've had, you know, my general dentists that do a lot of implants, they will do some moderate, you know, easy, simple to moderate cases. But we had a farmer from Ireland that needed all his teeth out, and he needed 13, I think six on the bottom and seven on the top, 13 implants, and his whole mouth rebuilt. And he came out from Ireland maybe four or five times. And, you know, those kinds of cases, you're spending a fortune of money. It's a lot of treatment. And that is exactly the thing that prosthodontists do, especially these days. We also get, he gets a lot of his own referrals and patients because he's been around in Sea Point for a long time. So if we get a patient that's got a full mouth rehabilitation, crowns on every single tooth, and they're all failing because maybe they've got a dry mouth and they're getting cavities everywhere, and they need all of their crowns removed and all new crowns. Sometimes they do it under sedation, but the prosthodontist won't hesitate to do 20 crowns in like a 4-hour session, or 20, 26, 28 crowns. That's what they do. You know, they're very specialized. They've had a lot of training and they've been doing it for years and years, especially I would always go personally to an experienced prosthodontist. I think if you go to a prosthodontist that's just finished an extra 4 years of training, and we have a couple of those in Cape Town, they've maybe been practicing for another 3 or 4 years. They're not going to have the depth of knowledge that, say, someone like Dr. Yuri has in our practice, or some of these other experienced prosthodontists. So it's also about the experience But yeah, look, that it can mean the difference between something that will last 10 or 15 years, maybe 20 if you're very lucky, but you know, things don't always last forever. And something that fails in five years or less. Yeah, if you went to Turkey and they drilled all your teeth down and now 2 years later you need them replaced, you need someone like a prosthodontist, because a general dentist wouldn't necessarily want to go there.
Okay. And now I want to ask you, what is the difference between an orthodontist and a dentist who does Invisalign?
So orthodontists have also gone back to university and they get special training mainly on tooth and jaw movement. They manage very complex bite problems and skeletal discrepancies, meaning when your bones, like if your lower jaw has grown too far or your upper jaw is too small, and growth-related issues. Many general dentists provide Invisalign or in some cases generic aligners for mild or moderate alignment. If they're doing Invisalign, then they would have had to do a certification course with Invisalign and then a number of online modules and attend regular training. And there's dentists that help them. Some of these other generic brands that are available in South Africa, and we did about 6 podcasts about this, they've never studied orthodontics. They don't know what they're doing with aligners. If you're one of those that's listening here, you know, sorry if I'm ratting you out, but don't straighten teeth if you actually haven't done all the training. You know, a dentist like Dr. Harris in my practice, he's a general dentist. He's never actually studied orthodontics at university formally, but he did a number of courses back 20 years ago or more, one with Skip Truett, like a 1-year residency, you know, and those days nothing was online, and then attended conferences, and he's limited his practice to orthodontics. So although he's not a specialist orthodontist, his experience of 20 years of doing aligners makes him a very good general dentist that limits or specializes in, but he's not a specialist. So a lot of people say specialize in cosmetic dentistry, but there is no specialization in cosmetic dentistry. You can say you've got a keen interest or a special interest, or you've done a lot of courses on it, or you do a lot of it every day, but there's no such thing as a cosmetic dentist.
All right, and when do I need an oral surgeon versus a maxillofacial surgeon?
In South Africa, they both basically the same thing, but some of them have done additional training. So oral surgeons mainly do like extractions, wisdom teeth, minor surgical procedures. In South Africa, they're called oral and maxillofacial. It's like one and the same. Some countries, you know, it means that they've done extra surgical and medical training where they do things like facial trauma and reconstruction and cancer treatment and all kinds of, like, if someone has a large tumor and they need half their jaw rebuilt, and also cosmetic surgery where you're getting your jaw moved forward or backwards, that type of thing. You know, they do impacted wisdom teeth, simple extractions, biopsies. Yeah, that's in South Africa, they one and the same thing. There might be oral and maxillofacial surgeon that's more specialized than another when it comes to trauma or to cancer rehab or something like that. But yeah, it's always good to go to the appropriate specialist. Once you know you need a specialist, they're not all the same either.
Yeah, that's true. And what is a pedodontist? And do they only see children?
So yeah, look, a pedodontist or pediatric dentist, they specialize in treating children, including those that are anxious or special needs or in complex developmental conditions. If they got bad enamel, called something called MIH, or they swallowed a lot of fluoride toothpaste, or they grew up somewhere where there was a lot of fluoride and the teeth didn't form properly from overdosing of fluoride. That's not to be confused with getting the right amount of fluoride, which doesn't harm your teeth at all. You know, their training focuses on child psychology, growth, behavior management, and developing dentitions or child development. And, you know, early positive dental experiences make a really big difference long term. And Well, you know, like I saw a little kitty the other day, and it was fantastic. By the end of the appointment, they were jumping in the chair and opening their mouth. I even did a 3D scan on the little kid. I couldn't see in his mouth, but he was basically almost the scanning his own teeth. We put the scanner in his mouth, and I helped him move it around. And he was watching the screen. Yeah, so they can have a good time at the dentist. But if this kitty needed 10 fillings, I'd probably be sending him to the pediatric dentist, because you can't do long sedations on little kids. If a 3 or 4 year old needs a lot of fillings, they usually get a general anesthetic in the hospital. And these pediatric dentists, that's what they do. You know, every week they have a session at the hospital, and they're dealing with kids that need multiple extractions. Again, like similar to what I said with gum disease, at OptiSmile, we really don't see that. A lot of the time it's in a lower economic level and a lower education level. And I'm sure in many small towns around South Africa, there's a lot of kids with severe dental problems. There's just not enough pediatric specialists. A lot of the time, like in Cape Town, if someone's listening to this and you've got a child with severe cavities, I believe you can go to the Red Cross Children's Hospital, and they have specialists, especially if the kid needs extractions and so on. And there's also programs around Cape Town to help people out, especially for children.
Okay, and then I also want to ask you, do you always need a referral to see a specialist or not?
In some countries, maybe you do, but legally, no. Patient can self-refer. It's always better if it's coordinated, so that the primary dentist understands the full picture. When I first opened my practice, yeah, I had someone come in. They had 4 implants. They went and got it done in hospital under medical aid, under anesthetic, because then the medical aid paid for it. They were in the insurance business, so they knew how to sort of, you know, tweak it so that they could get free implants. But the oral surgeon, you know, he had these even before I moved back to South Africa, and they were healed. So he came to me, oh, can you put crowns on my implants? And if it's not planned with the general dentist or the prosthodontist, the oral surgeon, you know, can do that. But they don't know exactly where you want the teeth placed or how you want the angle of the implant. So they're going to just do their best or whatever they normally do. But it's always better when the patient and the regular treating dentist are working together. And, you know, research has shown that when you've got multidisciplinary health care as opposed to uncoordinated specialist visits, you know, you get much better outcomes when dentistry is played as a team sport.
A steam sport, you say, eh?
Or a steam port. Sorry, that's just the drain damage at this time of the day.
I love it. That's brilliant. Okay. And then were you finished, or were you still talking?
Yeah, I was done.
Oh, okay.
Dentistry is a steam port.
Oh, okay. And then I want to ask you, why does OptiSmile have specialists in-house?
You know, we've got the prosthodontist, and then we don't have any other. So Dr. Harris specializes in or has a special interest and a lot of experience in Invisalign, but he's not actually a registered specialist orthodontist. And then Dr. Ruan teaches root canals. He taught root canals at Wits, and now on a Monday, he's not in the practice. He's teaching root canals to other dentists. And he practices root canals to a specialist level, but he's not an endodontist that is only registered to do root canals and nothing more. We also work with, like I mentioned, the periodontist and the oral surgeons that are not in-house. So you have to be careful when a practice like OptiSmile or other practices around Cape Town talk about all the specialties under one roof. It doesn't mean to say that everybody is a specialist. And yeah, we have meetings every Tuesday. We have a special structure where we discuss complicated cases, and we're always sitting at a computer shoulder to shoulder, sometimes 3 of us or 4 of us, you know, coming together to make the best decisions for a particular patient. So when you come here, you don't only just get one opinion. You're getting multiple people thinking about your treatment and trying to come up with the best plan.
And then finally, how do general dentists and specialists work together on complex cases?
So complex cases always require proper sequencing. So, for example, you know, you get the gums treated properly by the periodontist, then you align the teeth, you know, that's with the orthodontist or aligners, like with Dr. Harris. And then at the end, you got your injection molded composite or your crowns, your implants, and everything needs to be planned together. The general dentist will usually coordinate the care and the specialists contribute their expertise. And this type of thing always improves the treatment longevity and lowers the lifetime cost. And, you know, when the roles are clear and communication is strong, it's the patients that come out on top. You don't want one thing I found, especially with some of the younger dentists that are qualifying these days, they go to a few courses or they do a 1 year course on digital dentistry and they really, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and they think they're a jack of all trades and they're doing very complicated cases that, you know, might require two or three different types of specialists to work on, and they are doing these, and I don't want to say they think they can do it. They're actually doing these big cases, and we've seen disasters or treatment not going well when you go to one of these so-called, you know, self-proclaimed experts.
Yeah, I think if you call yourself an expert, it's probably already a red flag.
Yeah. They chose red on purpose.
Yeah. But
speaking of red and red flags, your new website looks fantastic. What color red is that you guys are using? It looks like fire engine red or lifeguard red, screaming red. What is it?
It's vivid red, actually. It's called vivid. Yes.
Yeah. I love the word vivid.
It is. It says very
nice. It feels good when you say it.
Yeah, vivid. It's vivid red.
Yes.
But thank you. Yeah. I'm glad you like it, Dr. Urelman.
No, pleasure. Thanks for your beautiful new website where you showcase our podcasts. And if anyone's listening to this and they want to advertise on eRadio or they want to do a podcast, you know, we now, what is this, number 115 over the last 2 years. And we haven't missed, other than over Christmas, both years, we haven't missed a single week. And as you can tell, you're doing a great job.
You're doing a great job. I'm just pushing the buttons and talking in between.
Someone has to push the buttons.
But yes, it's great. And I'm enjoying it, eh? But you can ask me anything about dentistry now, hey? Anything.
I qualified. All your friends are coming to you.
Yeah, I'm going to graduate eventually after this series. I'm going to graduate.
Yeah. Well, now they just, this week there was news, they've developed a self-drilling drill. You just clamp it on. So I'm going to be the clamper. I'm going to be the oak that clamps the drill, and then it's all self. Yeah, it's all controlled by computers. So we'll definitely have to get one of those.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I can't wait. I've been predicting that for about 20 years. So finally someone put some money into it. Yeah.
Fantastic. Dr. Urelman, thank you so much. That's it for this episode of Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth. And if you've got questions about specialist referrals or any other dental topic, get in touch. We might just answer it here on the show. Until next time, when we'll be talking about social media and dentistry, until then, look after your teeth and also your wallet. Where's my wallet?
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Urelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.